Welcome to the, what is this, July 8th?
January.
January 8th,
It's actually the 8th.
2025. The first meeting of 2025, Benton County SWAC meeting. And let's just go around and introduce ourselves. We've got some new people, so go ahead, Chuck.
Chuck Brawley, City of Kenwood.
I'm Chris Lloyd, Benton County.
Mark, do you want to introduce yourself?
Mark Tister, Solid Waste Manager, City of Richmond.
Did I call you Mark? I mean,
I think you did a
while I think you did. Cindy Blumel, citizen.
Tony Searles, Lamb Weston.
Carlo D'Alessandro, Public Works Director, City of Richmond.
Rebecca Prancic, Basin Disposal. Tammy? You want to introduce yourself?
Oh. Tammy Yeager, WM.
All right. First order of business. Did everybody read the minutes, or do you need a few minutes to do that? Otherwise, I need a motion to approve. They looked okay to me. I didn't have any corrections, so.
I move to approve.
Second.
I've got a motion to approve. All in favor say yes. I've got a second from Tammy. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Minutes are passed. Is there any public comment? Anybody online? Anybody that wants to talk about anything other than what we have on the agenda?
I think I do.
Go ahead.
I'm not sure. Maybe this is on the agenda. Okay. I'm a little frustrated because I worked from August on to get information about recycling for county residents and got it to all the people I thought would could put information up. This was the new newsletter for Prosser, and not one thing about recycling. My own city people. So did anybody see any information about recycling? Because it's supposed to happen in January or soon after.
We have on our website where the drop boxes are, what recycling is there. I gave a presentation to your city council and they have decided not to make a decision or to consider it until this year. So I'm not
about
sure
recycling.
About recycling.
Yeah, I'm not thinking that should have been in here, but it wasn't.
Okay. And I can't control your city governments, but that's what I know about where we're at. I will say that we did take your comments and your grid, and I have sent that up to our leadership team. We're looking at redoing our website, which is something that desperately needs to be done. And as you know, doing websites, business wide is a big deal. So it's going to take a while, but it will be better.
Well, I was wondering, and go ahead and call me out, way out of line. Again, I just represent all the people in the county at all. I think there should be a county commissioner at the meeting. I see they're on the list. I don't see them at the meeting. I think we should have some money. Maybe we should have spent some money to get the education out there. When I'm relying on city employees to do something for me, I didn't see anything. So I don't know how we get the message out to the county about how to recycle. But, you know, again, Tammy's concerned, and I see it's on here about batteries, which is a focus part of it. Yeah, I'm a little disappointed in thinking, do we need to change gears and go a different way?
Well, and I think Martin also talked about what does our education campaign look like. So I will say I share the frustration with how long it takes to get things done. I know every city council meeting that I have been to in the last 3 or 4 months, they're all looking at budgets that are very, very tight. Michelle's not here today, but I know that the state is what, $15 billion in the hole. So I think that any education we do is going to have to be local, and we're going to have to pay for it. I don't think we can rely on outside people to help us with it. Is that that's my opinion? That's not what I know. Any other comments from around the table as far as education about you came in late, Martin?
No, I'm tracking.
Yeah,
okay. I'm tracking.
I'm
yeah.
complaining.
Yeah, and that's, I agree with you. The last several comprehensive plans have all discussed education outreach components. It's not a new element of the plan. And that's why I've routinely recommended focusing on one topic. You know, pick a topic and let's get good at messaging a topic, which is that not what's the top two or three that we really care about. We pick one and we just reach out and say, all right, well, City of Kennewick has some ways to reach out to people routinely. The county does, the other cities do. The waste management organizations, you guys, everybody has a messaging or multiple messaging options. And outside of that, is there something that goes out on the radio? Or do we say, hey, Benton Franklin Transit, can we put a sticker on the side of one of your buses? Those kinds of things. I don't think it's too hard. I think we just need to, as an organization, say, all right, what's very quickly, can we hit the top three? Does the county commission need to weigh in on which one we use, or is it in the plan and can we just run with it?
Can you
with
county staff examples of top three?
Let's say plastic recycling, for example, or maybe one of them is, what are you doing with your house paint or your tiles? You know, what are some of the things that we're spending a lot of money on to dispose of from a hazardous waste perspective? Or what do we think we can make the most gains on from a recycling perspective? Let's pick one, or maybe a couple, but let's pick one and say, how do we be successful at one? Maybe 6 months from now, we say, gosh, we got that going. Let's tackle another one. And then maybe this organization has a well-oiled routine for how we do that.
I think that sounds great.
Well,
go ahead.
I just want to, we talked about, like, even the plan. The plan had a list of items in it and some dollar amounts to go with that.
Yep.
So when we talk about the county is really serves as a lead agency for the grant funding that comes through. There's been a decision made that grant funding, the main purpose of that is to manage, is to operate the moderate risk waste facility. So when you look at those other things, that goes above and beyond. So those aren't decisions that are just made by the county. Those are made by the cities, because that's money that everybody has to come up with above and beyond their current, you know, proportionate share of the match for the grant. So we can talk about all this, but it's not just on the county to pay for all of these extra things that were discussed in the plan. That's all of us have to, and so that's where those decisions are made here, and it's based on budgets, and everybody's budgets are pretty tight. And so I think we would be better off spending time talking more strategically on how we can get messaging out with, you know, the most economical way, and have those discussions. Because, I mean, we can fill our website with all kinds of information, but he'll tell you it doesn't matter what you have on your website. People are still calling and they want information. Going into schools nowadays is very difficult. We used to spend a lot of our days, like in Franklin County, going into the schools and teaching them the three R's. That's a difficult task now to even get entrance into the schools to do those types of things. So I think we have to, I think we're better off kind of trying to figure out, like, I like what Mark said, but then we need to start talking a little bit more strategically on, because websites don't seem to work that great. So maybe Facebook, maybe radio, but radio costs money. You know, we can work with the radio stations. They all have very big public outreach type components. But when I reached out to them about that, which just isn't radio ads, it's also some stuff dealing with social media and website manipulation, so that when people push something in, it automatically comes up with our web pages first and all that. you know, but you're talking about an annual cost of about $15,000 to $20,000 for those types of contracts and agreements. So we're willing to do, the county's willing to do whatever we can, but all of a sudden you start running out of the grant money and you start running out of the tipping fees that we have to manage, then the money's got to come elsewhere. So I'm sorry.
I guess my issue would be, I mean, I've been on SWAT for a few years now. I've never seen a budget. I don't know what we get as an organization, as an entity, right? And I don't think you can break it down through the county's financial department, because the county budget is a pain to read. It's like things mean something different to whoever's using it. City budgets are a little easier. I'm more accustomed to them. But man, I have no idea how much money is allocated for this.
We have, Benton County has a solid waste budget. It's a standalone budget. It's what we call a special revenue budget, because the money, no money comes from the general fund whatsoever.
Right. So, but the breakdown of what are the sources of that money, be it grants or...
Yeah, we've provided that to this group multiple times. We bring the budget, we present the budget.
I honestly, and I'm not trying to be a instructionist here, but I don't recall ever seeing a budget set out for us.
Because that's where we show you guys what your proportionate share would be based on the grant that you get.
Tammy, have you seen this?
I'm not denying that it may have happened. I just don't recall it. Might be a really good thing that we see it again, so that we are, you know, there's new people on SWAC. So it'd be a great thing to go over again.
Yeah.
I think maybe next week if we could put that in.
It's a pretty simple thing. Does everybody know what we get for grant funding?
No.
Yeah, so I agree. So I think it'd be great if we said, all right, it's January 2025. What does SWAC want to do to move forward with a comprehensive plan and hazardous waste management? How do we successfully get through 2025? Well, I think we look at these list of priorities in the comprehensive plan and we say, what are we going to focus on? And that doesn't mean we're writing a check to expend money tomorrow morning, but it's where are the focus areas? And that's a discussion. Where do we land from a priorities perspective, and from that list of things in the very back where it says, here's the add-ons in addition to, you know, hazardous waste. And parallel to that, what money is available for these priorities? One of the priorities is hazardous waste facility, right? Another priority might be, let's get this messaging going. Whatever it is that the SWAC decides its priorities are, but I think it'd be good to let's set some priorities for this work group. What is it that we want to concentrate on and make some progress on in 2025?
I guess the point I'm trying to make is 100% of the grant, mm-hmm. based on the decisions of all the participating agencies, mm-hmm. is for the operation of the moderate risk waste facility. So therefore, the grant that we get, I can go pull those numbers. I know for a fact we provided them. We've had Sheila in here, and she's provided everybody the documentation on what we get, the grant, what everybody's proportionate share of our 25% match is. We've done that multiple times. Mm-hmm. That's the grant. The grant covers that. Anything that's above and beyond what's the grant, we've told everybody that we're going to try to operate that facility above anything above and beyond the grant with the tipping fees that the county gets from waste management, from BDI, without creating more costs to the city. So the cities, I think, have to decide. I'm more willing to look at all of these other things than spending more money, but that is going to absolutely be an increase to everybody's proportionate share.
So, if you don't mind me interjecting, Tammy, Basin has a lot of our cities have a utility tax. I'm assuming your contracts have the same thing. So maybe if we identify what it is that's our highest priority and how we want to get that information out and what it costs, this will be a little bit of a delay in systems, but we can say to cities, hey, this is the need, and they can up that utility tax by 0.5% or whatever it takes with that. Do you think that's a a method that would work in? Not the city council?
We do it a little differently. It depends on the contract, but usually we build in what the city's expectations are for education and outreach into the contract. So it's the customers are directly paying for that. It's not going to general fund. Some cities don't have an enterprise or solid waste enterprise fund. The other interesting thing, and Matt, I don't remember, but how is it outlined what the grant is paid for? Is that in the solid waste plan or in the interlocal agreement? Or where is it that the cities are agreeing on that the grant is paying for the household hazardous waste facility? I don't recall that.
Well, we have ILAs with each city, interlocal agreements with each city.
So it's in that. Okay.
And it is in the grant as well. The grant defines what you can use the grant money for. So that's written in the grant. And we work with Michelle with Department of Ecology to write the grant. The grant itself is only over a two-year period. It's only, I think, under $500,000. And then the 25% match on top of it covers the difference. So over a two-year period, you're getting really from a grant standpoint. Of course, we can spend it all in the first year and then have nothing left in the second year. But you're really only talking about approximately $300,000 a year with the 25% match. So that is not a lot of money to operate that facility. And so the difference is being made up by the tipping fees that the county receives from all of the collection entities. And we're making up that difference without passing that cost on to the cities. But that can only go so far. So
other communities, SWACs that I work with, have a matching for either hazardous waste or education, and like you're talking about, increase the allocation or matching grant from the cities, or if your contracts, your collection contracts, you know, that would be a requirement of those contracts to do the education and outreach. And in that case, we work with whatever communities on things like an harmonization committee or this committee on what are the priorities and can we, instead of doing our own thing, you know, contribute to the greater community on, like Martin's saying, the top three items for 2025. So that's completely doable for us.
Argumentative. What I'm just trying to point out, and I agree with Martin, and I appreciate that because I think that helps us get a lot more directed. We have a lot more direction in kind of our thought process, and we're willing to do that as the Public Works Department. We're willing to look at, you know, what it would take to do that based on the input from this group here and costs associated with that, and bring that to the table. And in some cases, there may not. We're willing to do everything that we can above and beyond managing the moderate risk waste facility as it pertains to education and outreach, but without extra costs onto the cities. But there could come a point, because as a standalone fund, we have to maintain enough money in that account at all times just for cash flow purposes. And so there may come a point where we have to come to the cities and say, hey, we need to do that. Now, I talk to other people besides the people that are in this group, like public works directors and all of that. And you go and tell them you want more money. I don't know. You know, folks with the city of Kennewick, but that's going to be an interesting thing. And so that's what I'm trying to get at, is we need to have these discussions, get a path forward and see what it's actually going to cost. It's above and beyond what everybody's paying now, because Kennewick is paying a good proportionate share, as well as Richland and some of the smaller cities. It's less than $500 that they're paying for their proportionate share of the match. So even going to somebody like Benton City and telling them that we need an additional, you know, $500. That's a huge impact to them. So that's, we need to, you know, we need to kind of look at that. But yeah, we want direction. That's the thing, is we're willing to move forward in the path that this group recommends we go. I agree. I wish I did have a board member show up. There is one that is committed, that's appointed to this committee. It'd be nice. But because I can't make it to every meeting. I mean, it's just like everybody, it's tough to make all the meetings we have to make it to. So it'd be nice to have him show up. But in the reality, none of it comes from the general fund. There's really, from a budgetary standpoint, it really comes down to us, you know, the Public Works Department managing that fund. And as long as we don't overexpend it, they don't really, I don't want to say they don't care, but they don't really have any concerns, you know.
So from the Public Works Director. Oh,
hey, Richard,
go ahead. Hi, Richard.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we had, going back in history, we knew that once we got the facility up and running, we'd have to have a budget discussion further. But I guess the question comes down to is, we need a budget before we can start talking about, you know, how we collect the funds for it. And the budget is both, you know, historically, the reason we purchased the solid waste fund, purchased the facility that we have for the moderate waste, was the county had stashed away $800,000 or something of that in tipping fees over the years. They weren't using them. And so now that we have sort of found all the money that's associated with this, it's time to have a budget discussion. And that's going to be with the cities and also coming up with an estimate of what additional things we do. You know, I agree with what was said about we need to go back to not the comprehensive plan, the solid waste plan. Just remember, that's what's driving it. And see what's in that list and how much we want to commit to spend on those items that are in that list. You know, any plan that sits on the shelf and not get used or read, you know, was a waste of time. Well, maybe it was a waste of time, but anyway, but that's where we are. So I think, going back, even with the Public Works Directors, they all recognize that there would be some time we would talk about actually having additional costs.
And I think part of that, too, from my perspective, is so I can see we have $1.9 million. That's solid waste if we put everything together. But it's not broken down. I don't know, is all $1.9 million going to the moderate risk facility, and that's it. I'm sorry, Danny. I just kept talking, but I mean, I guess that's what I'm looking for is what is the breakdown? How much is going to what, where?
Yeah, we have that. I got it. You know, like I said, I'm pretty sure we presented that budget to this group, and maybe got kind of lost in. In the shovel.
We had a discussion about grants, but we didn't have any. I mean, I vaguely recall a discussion about here's your grant from ecology.
Yeah, because we provided all this to the cities because that goes in the ILA on what their proportionate share would be. And so I know that we prepared that budget, and that's information that they like to see when they're preparing their budget on what's, you know. Hey, so, I know that we brought numbers before, but I will not go on the record as saying that we brought anything to this committee recently.
And maybe it's outside of our purview, and I'm fine with that.
No, it's not, because what we're doing is we're we're kind of the pass-through, because any one of these cities, they can go and get, they can take their piece of the grant and do their own programs. Mm-hmm. And so the county, we're operating as kind of, for lack of a better term, the pass-through for all of the cities and the county together. So it's important that we're carrying out the will of the cities too. I think that's what you guys expect us to do, and we expect ourselves to do it too. I think, like I said, I'm not trying to be argumentative. I like these conversations because it helps us understand where we want to focus our attention, focus the money, and then we can then work forward to see the best way to do that and what if any extra cost to, because like I said, and I stand by it, is we're willing to spend all of the money that we get, both in the grant and the tipping fees, on doing everything we can without having to go back to the cities. But we just need to know what it is we want to do so we can understand those costs and whether or not the fund, because like Richard said, there used to be lots of money in there, and that's, of course, been expended through all of the work that's had to occur at the moderate risk waste facility. So
my remember,
and also
meeting where
I was going to jump in there, it was discussed that I think the vehicle to get the decision done is the ILA.
Yeah.
I mean, and so we had always discussed that, you know, the ILA, once the moderate risk waste facility is up and running, we know what the costs are. We have to renegotiate the ILAs.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line. So,
and my remembrance of how that budget meeting went is you handed out pieces of paper to all the cities and said, this is your proportionate share. But I don't think we as a board got a budget that said, this is the total. So I think that's
And that's, matter of fact, I mean, that's something that I can provide. We'll get that out. We can get that emailed out to everybody today, where we'll show you the actual solid waste. It's, we're a biennial budget, 2-year budget. And so really for us, it's you can look at the whole budget and just split it in half, and that's the budget, and you should be able to see, and then we'll provide everybody, you'll be able to see the revenue side, how much is the grant, how much is coming in from the cities and stuff. So we can provide the county's budget for all that. But right now, like I said, I think the budget is really only based right now on the operation of the moderate risk waste facility. So there's nothing in there that's additional right now, because the plan is it's been just newly adopted, and so we're waiting for direction from the, and like I said, any available resources we have in that fund, we're willing to fully commit, and if that fund can fully pay for everything that this group would like to see, then we're good with that. I'm just trying to give a caution that that may not be able to happen. We may have to go back to the cities. And I'm not saying it's going to be a lot of money. I think the total of all of the items that we needed to they talked about us doing in the plan, whether it be ongoing or stuff that we need to get going on, I can't remember what the total was, Mark.
I don't.
It wasn't a huge total, but
no, it wasn't. The only hit that was big was if there had to be an increase in staffing to do. There were some actions that were on there that were one time cost. It, let's say we're going to spend $2,000 or $15,000 for messaging, like 1 or 2 years worth of a messaging program or something. Oh, yeah. That's $10,000. Spread that out. That's a one time cost. I'd have to pull up that list.
I think it was like, I want to say the total of everything might have been about, I might be lying here, so I don't want to say it, but I thought it was around like $50,000.
Yeah, it wasn't much total. And that's separate from if there was one task that required staffing. We had to choose one. And it's a menu. We don't have to do any of them. But in our comprehensive plan, we said, here are the things that we thought we should be doing. And so it is 2025. Are we going to start on one of them? Yeah. And if we're going to start on one of them, what is it going to be?
I'm going to let Tammy jump in here because she's been waiting. Go ahead, Tammy.
Oh, that's okay. It's definitely harder to contribute from video. Apologies that I'm not there today. My car's in the shop. What I guess I'm thinking that we should get the Martrus Waste Facility up and running to truly understand those costs as one item. And then two, is there county staff time that could be spent to make sure that we've turned every stone over to see what other grants are available, not just the one we've been getting? Because I feel like there might be some other funds, not sure, related to maybe like tires, you know, because we're spending money on disposing of tires and those kind of things. And I believe there's a grant related to that. And then what are we accepting that we could encourage the community to do something else with, like latex paint? I mean, there to me, there's no reason we should be taking latex paint to the Martrus Waste Facility when it can be recycled or, you know, something else can be done with it. And what are those items? So looking for the low hanging fruit that we can check the box and make sure we've appropriately educated on those items, and then look at, you know, then what's our top three. So that's my suggestion.
Yeah, and Tammy, on like the paint, of course, we have an agreement with Paint Care. So anything that's brought to the facility, regardless of the type of paint, is actually doesn't cost the Martrus Waste Facility anything other than storage and, of course, staff time to offload and all that. But all of in any of those state programs, like now I saw they came out with a new one for all the lights. Now you can have kind of unlimited. They're not controlling the amount of, you know, the what are those CFL lights and mercury containing lights. And so we're going to be directing people to take those where they need to go, which is where the state is directing them to go. Vita would prefer not to take those there. So part of our education is going to be our website, and then we're looking at brochure and out to people as they come in, especially when it gets newly open, on where these other items would go so that they're handled properly through the state programs. So we're trying to stay on that, but yeah, I mean,
So if you're doing that, I mean, it would be awesome for this group or even side conversation to know, you know, what are you recommending as the places so that, you know, Kennewick can get it on their website, we can get it on ours, we can put it in our brochure that we already do every year, and we can all be on the same page with that. So that's a good start.
Yeah, and one of the things that we'll share right now, I'm not going to put Best Franklin Health District on the spot, but we have our operations plan. It's part of the all of the information we sent to them to get the, you know, to be able to get this open. And in the operations plan itself, we tried to define all of the different types of products that would come in, and those that we don't take, actually even setting the place for like websites and other locations where those things can go. And so I don't really want to send out the operation plan to this group until it gets fully vetted and approved by Ben Franklin Health District. So I would call it draft form right now. Once we get all that done, then we'll be sending that out. And that's a really good tool for all of the cities to even, you know, put stuff on their website. And, you know, we plan on keeping that updated. And it's certainly what we're going to be using to, and, you know, of course, like everything, you got to verify that all the time that people don't change their websites. But, you know, we're behind. We'll be honest with you. And this is kind of on me. You know, I'm starting my third year here at the county. And we're going through some major organizational changes to try to even make ourselves a lot more. And so that's my fault. So a lot of moving people around to different places just so that we can become more efficient and effective in our duties. But it's created some learning curve for new people. Like now, the solid waste division is Clayton Rawlings. So there's kind of somebody now in between him and myself. And so there's some, we're learning as we go, and we're behind, and we know that. And I think that everybody in here knows that, that there's a lot of work that we need to do on our own website. We understand that. There's a lot of messaging that we can be doing. We're, you know, when we get to the point where we're opening up the facility, we're going to do a soft opening, and then we're going to be plastering the media, the radio stations and all that with the the opening of it and stuff. So there's a lot of things we're doing there, but we also know that we're behind. We're behind on getting the modern risk waste facility open, but the new ventilation system in there is awesome. So it's going to be a really good facility. And if anybody hasn't gone out there recently, I know that Chris and them are out there, and you're more than welcome to go out there and visit it. So we're really close to getting that open. I don't want to give a timeline because it's really dependent on making sure that we provide everything that's needed to get that thing, to get it open. So
I think Tammy has given us, just kind of wrap this section up, I think Tammy's given us a really good template for going forward. Get the MRW up and running.
Yeah.
Although it is 2025, and if this is going to go on for 6 months, we can't keep waiting for it. Identify items that are being recycled that could be disposed of differently at different locations, and how do we get that word out? And then I think that Martin still is correct. We need to identify the top three things that are either costing us the most money because they're inappropriately being disposed of, or are contaminating our waste stream. Something, if we could come back with people that can say, hey, consistently we're seeing people are bringing in number 7 plastics, you know, whatever it is that we can't recycle, then those could start being our top messages. And from those of you that do advertising, what have you found is most impactful? Is it Instagram? Is it Facebook? Is it on buses? Is it newspaper? I mean, if we, what are those costs going to be? And then the last thing I would like to say is I'm a little concerned because I remember having this discussion when we did the plan. We should never be relying on ecology to fund a basic service. If ecology gives us money and we can rebate it back to the program and defray rates, that's great. But this system should be up and running whether ecology is working or not. And so I do think there has to be a budget discussion somewhere down the road. And then the last thing I will say is, I know this is frustrating for you as the public, but we're looking at a new president who said he's going to put tariffs on everything, and I have no idea what the recycling market is going to be in February. Absolutely none. And so that's a big, I wouldn't put any money into anything. I mean, we can identify what's happening at our sites, but as far as are we going to landfill it or are we going to recycle it, I have no idea. I don't know.
Martin? Can I make the proposal that between now and the next meeting, we set a couple tasks for the group, and we say, hey, between now and the next meeting, maybe the county says, all right, well, we will have presented some kind of a budget. Where are we at for the next 2 years?
I'll get the budget out via email to everybody. Okay. We'll get that out today.
Yeah, and then internally, if the waste management organizations say, here's our biggest problem with plastic, or we believe our best guess is we're probably still going to be able to sell cardboard in 2 months, or whatever. Where are we going to get the most bang for our buck from the recycling side? If we can come back to this organization and say, from our different areas, where we think the most gain, short term, quickest gain can be, maybe that's what informs us. And it's already clear that we have a problem with tires and we don't like that. Maybe that's an easy, those messages exist in the world. We just have to pull out one and go, yeah, this is a pretty looking image, or here's an image or a tagline for tires. So could we agree that between now and the next meeting, we're going to do some communication. We're going to bring back some recommendations about what are the top couple. Here's the most bang for the buck. If basin disposal and waste management say, hey, here's an area where we think we could make a gain, or it would matter to our facility or our bottom line, or we think that this is the safest thing, not knowing what the tariffs might look like.
I think that's a good idea. I think probably the main players in that field would be Tammy, Rebecca, and Chris. And Chris, just from your experience of seeing these things, what have you learned from an industry perspective?
To be honest with you, I haven't done it yet. I came from the nuclear recycling world. So I mean, all this is new to me. I don't expect anything yet because we're not open.
Have you heard from any in the places you have gone and heard from people there? This would be from your contacts there. Can you call up and say, hey, Yakima, what is the top one or two things? So, you know, we could put out a huge punch list. I would say limited to no more than two or three items. Three items at the most.
Yeah.
And if Tammy and Rebecca and Chris all say tires suck, then that's an easy answer on that.
Tires and glass? What are you going to do with those two?
Yeah. So,
and no then, place to take glass. No place to take tires. So how do we get rid of them?
Yeah. And then what is the best recycle to get? Is it cardboard? Is it paper? And what kind of paper? Because, yeah. Tammy, I'm afraid to eat pizza anymore because of what you told me. And
yeah.
I can't recycle it. I can't eat it. I don't know what I'm doing. I got a freezer full of boxes I'm afraid to touch.
You just eat it there on one of them. Okay. I'm with you.
Okay, we are at 10:43 and this is a 1 hour meeting. So we are going to be moving right along. But thank you for distilling where we're going to be next week. Everybody set their marching orders for the next meeting, right? Excellent. Okay, so any other public comment on anything that's not on the agenda? Then moving on, I know you don't want to jinx the MRW facility, but how close are we? What's the update?
Well, like Matt said, we're waiting on you guys.
Oh, yeah, we've started the review period. So I sent you guys the latest email with a bunch of, you know, the latest thoughts on December 31st. So, and then Clayton got us just giving some feedback that we could access some of the documents, not all of it. I think I first got the documents on December 19th, and then in between December 31st and now somewhere in there, Clayton got us the link so that Ecology and myself can access all of the documents. And so that was really helpful. There's one document left that I still can't open, but we're in a good place with all of that. The first step is just to determine if the application is considered complete, which I'm going to just consider that December 31st, from when we got that link that we could access all of the documents. I can check what date that was, like the application submitted was complete. And then the local health jurisdiction, BFHD, has a 90-day review period, and Ecology has a 45-day review period.
Are those concurrent or are they one after the other?
They're concurrent. Ecology already has access to the same application process, so we'll be reviewing it in sync and helping each other review it because they have engineers and hydrogeologists and people who have complementary have those kinds of skill sets.
Ashley, I'm not going to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
People hear those dates, it might be like, wow, we didn't get all of the information to you until about that date. The majority of this documentation we provided from Jim a long time ago. So the majority of the information we provided Ashley this last time around was same documentation, but to make it so she didn't have to go look for it.
Right.
Really, the only thing new that we provided was the financial assurance and the upgrades to the system. So I don't want anybody in here going, well, why did it take so long to get everything? So we try to just provide everything again. So I'm not blaming Jim. It's just one of those things that we provided a long time ago, majority of it, and it's probably, and as you said, you didn't have to try to find where it was stored on your guys' system. We provided it again. So
yeah, I appreciate you doing that. We had a conversation about that, just asking if you could submit everything at once, and you did, which was really helpful. And then we all had the same starting point. And then that's just standard in the WAC for every type of solid waste permit. The length of time for those
waiting period. So that will give you guys an idea of that's about, so that's 90 days, so that's 3 months that the local health jurisdiction has as the maximum.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it's going to take that long. That's just the maximum amount of time. So I've just begun to open those documents and work through them a little bit every day until I've read all of the content.
I just go
and
back
I can,
the book. It takes 2 to 5 years to get one of these things going when you're actually doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes time.
Yeah,
but Ashley's going to get it done in record time.
That's actually really my fault.
It's only been a little over 2 years since it's actually been like pushed towards getting
older. Oh, yeah. They've all been working on it for over 15.
Right.
Well, I have to say,
so at a minimum, 3 months, we should have a permit or a rejection.
At a maximum.
At a maximum. Okay.
Yeah. Which is good news, right? There's and then if there are delays, but we'll be in touch back and forth during that time.
There won't be a rejection.
I also doubt it. We're just we're going through the appropriate process so that we can stand by that.
Ashley, I need you to know that we don't heal well with rejection.
Who does?
Because if they need something, we're gonna get it.
Yeah.
I know you will. Yeah, so I'm not worried about it. And, we've already been working together for a long time. So
we'll have a good report. Again, because of our time, is there anything else on the MRW facility? Moving on.
One thing I will say on the the plan did call for adding an additional employee, and we're not adding an additional employee at this point, but to ensure that that facility doesn't have to close because we don't have enough staff members, we are going to get some of our engineering staff certified, get their HAZWOP or all of the stuff they need to do. And if we have somebody on vacation and then one individual calls in sick, the whole idea is that we can then send one of our engineering staff members that has all the appropriate training to go assist so that we don't have to close that down. So that's the only thing I want to add as far as that goes. So initially, we're trying not to add that additional cost of a fourth employee because, like all of you, we want to wait and see what it actually costs to operate that. So,
Okay. Response protocols for unacceptable materials delivered to the MRW. Do you want to go over that today or... Do you want to delay that to the next meeting? What? I don't know who brought this up.
Last meeting. You? I think it was, me or Richard?
Yeah.
His name is Richard. Yeah, what's the initial intent? One sentence, two sentences. What happens if something shows up that we can't accept?
Well, the first thing we have to do is call the fire department. That's the first thing. Okay. So, and then they show up, but... Really, Ashleen is the main phone call, and then she goes to the state or whoever, like last time, you know. So
I think it's the state health.
Yeah, it would be you.
Ecology.
Yeah, you would know.
I think we reached out.
Ecology. And then,
Well, it sounds like we need to put together a flow of who gets called when, depending upon what.
Depending
if there's risk of explosion or, radiological or whatever, obviously the tree will break out.
I may not be the first or even second person you call. When the radioactive materials were present at the household hazardous waste event, you guys called, reached out to a bunch of different people. I think it was RADCON that responded.
Yeah.
So they're the people who can actually do something. So whoever can actually do something about it.
Who actually called RADCON?
I think they were notified through the ecology system.
Okay. So Chris, do we task you with creating the decision tree? Is that
that should be in the plan.
It should be there.
Would you share that with us next?
Yeah, I've got a couple. Yeah.
Yes,
okay. Cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Great.
And if you want to have any other phone calls or whatever about that.
Even if the plan is approved, once we look through it, we say, oh, if it's this condition, it's within the city limits of the city of Kennewick. City of Kennewick's emergency management should be alerted that there's something that's questionable or of concern.
Right.
Fire marshal, probably. Anyway, that, we'll deal with that separately.
I did talk to the Benton County emergency, what do we call it here, emergency management. And was talking to her about it, and it seems like the reality is she can be our first and only call, and then she would then, she has all of the necessary contacts from there.
BFHD or
LEPC, typically called.
Was that Sierra, BFHD, or someone else in Benton County itself?
It's our, yeah, it's our emergency management, Benton County Deanna. Emergency management, Deanna.
Deanna, okay.
So I had a conversation with her, and she said that your first call can be to me, and then she would then reach out based on whatever is necessary response. And so we may be able to, and we'll have another conversation with her. That's what we did in Franklin County because her husband, who's over there, he would take every, so our first phone call was always to him. So I talked to Deanna, and it seems like then she would either call you guys or she would make the appropriate call. So if we can work that out,
whatever decision she already has worked out, we could maybe.
Oh yeah, she's
copy
I'm
that.
Sure she's got a good decision tree. So we'll follow up with her too. So.
Fantastic.
Yep. Thank you.
Tammy, you're up for known resources about removal of batteries from the waste stream. We all know we want those out of there. Is this an item you're talking to, or is it?
No.
No? Okay, go ahead.
I didn't hear what it... I don't have the agenda in front of me, so I didn't hear what...
Oh, the agenda item is we need all known resources when it comes to the removal of batteries from the waste stream. And I assumed you'd put this item on or we're speaking to it, but maybe I'm incorrect.
I'm not speaking to it. It's just something that I think we need to address. Their fire marshals are quite concerned about batteries being like we talked in the last meeting, and you know, that could be an area where we want to educate once we know what all of the different disposal options are. But from the last meeting, it sounds like they're pretty limited, and there's a state work group right now, you know, trying to develop those options. So I don't have further input at this time. It's just one of those things where everyone's buying more e-bikes and other things with these batteries, and they're causing fires and in our trucks, at our facilities, elsewhere, and we need to look at addressing it.
Just an FYI, Basin's had 3 tractor trailers burned down. Now that's $70,000 a pop. So it does cost the taxpayers who are paying for garbage service money, because of course those fees get defrayed. So this is a big deal. So that might be one of our top priorities.
Yeah. Well, can we slim that down a little bit to lithium ion? Because they're the ones that are catching on fire. Regular batteries are universal now. Mm-hmm. Is that right, Tammy? Like AA and AAA, they're all universal now. So really, isn't it the only real issue? It's not the batteries that go in your drill or anything like that. It's the lithium ion. Because once it cracks and gets oxygen or whatever, it just burns until it's done. At like 2,800 degrees.
When you say universal, I don't...
Means you can just throw away your regular trash now.
Like the A's.
Yeah, double A's. Regular alkaline.
Yeah, alkaline. Yeah,
oh my God, with the pizza boxes. I have been building a quality plus for 5 years. Paying a buck a bag. Here's my battery.
It's probably still You're better because they do have toxic substances. So it's better than you pick a
battery. Eventually, we might need to have like a battery exchange place where it's just batteries. You know, and they don't go in your garbage if they're lithium ion. Right. And that's just period. Because it's not going to stop. It's only going to get worse. There's more and more stuff made with lithium ion every day. So I don't see this problem really going away anytime soon unless we just say it's illegal to put them in your trash and here's a place you can take it instead if you want to own these things. But, you know,
like I said, we're waiting to see where the state's going to go with this. We assume there's going to be something very similar to what they do with some of the other products. Ultimately, we know we're going to see some. So even though that's not one of the things. So we're trying to send everybody to Batteries Plus and all of that, where they can take the lithium ion batteries and stuff. But the moderate risk waste facility, that's one of the items that we're not supposed to be accepting there. So we need to make sure we have a good plan and good education, like, you know, like Tammy said, on where those can go. And you know, as people come out and they have stuff and we say we can't take that here, we want to be able to have the pamphlets and whatever to hand them on where they can take all that stuff. So we're going to be setting up that type of pamphlet that has all the stuff we don't collect, but where can they take it, and give them all the locations, so when they come in, we can hand it to them. So initially, we'll probably be handing it to everybody as they come in. So,
hey, can you hang with me a few more minutes? We've got 3 minutes left. Okay, education on House Bill 2301. We need to know how new organics facilities will be implemented in Benton County. We need timelines and a qualified consultant to land. Unless somebody else wants to jump in on this, I will say Richland to send out an RFP. Dirt Huggers in Dallasport, Oregon has 60,000 tons of capacity and has just applied for a permit to increase it by another 50%, another 30,000. Dallasport is within...
Dallasport is not in Oregon. It is in Washington.
I'm sorry. In Washington. Thank you.
I know.
They are in Washington, and they are also within the Japanese beetle quarantine area. So at one point, we were looking at if we are required to comply with 2301, we have no place to take this because we now have 8 square miles that are in a treatment area. We're not declared a quarantine in Franklin County yet, but we are in a treatment area, but it's coming. They went from 6 beetles last year to 400 this year. But Dallasport would be able to take that waste. Would you like to speak about Richland and your RFP?
I mean, we're finalizing our... consultant contract for organics feasibility study. So part of that is how close we are to removing organics from our current waste stream. But there's going to be discussion in there about how Richland can contribute to creating a regional facility at our landfill.
Okay.
So
all of which to say, at one point, Stephen Gimple is my ecology contact for Franklin County. He thought there might be some slippage. I'm not sure there will be exemptions in 5 years if Richland has something and Tree Huggers has something up and running. Just
how close is, so you are local. Richland is local. Where is Dallas?
It is about an hour and a half to 2 hours away.
Okay. So,
yeah,
it's not local, but it's not that far away.
It's doable.
And there's a place in Grandview, Natural Something or Other, Selection.
Right.
Yeah.
But also,
yeah, I guess we'll be interested to see what happens here, because what does local mean? That's one of my big questions. I want to make sure that Kennewick isn't being told that local is an hour or two or three away when we're having to make daily runs to somewhere. Anyway.
Future discussion, more information coming.
Yep.
And then the last thing is we need nominees for the SWAC committee. We need a chair, we need a vice chair, and we need a secretary, and I am not running the chair position. So who would like to volunteer?
I'd like to nominate Tammy for chair position. That'll teach it not to let me in the pizza.
Upset about the pizza box.
Second? There's
the
second.
That was a speed bump there, Tammy. Just ran me right over.
Anybody else interested? Okay, all those in favor of Tammy Yeager from Waste Management. Oh, go ahead.
I'm willing to do this with the caveat that I'm juggling staff around. So I'm willing to do it, but
you better nominate a good vice chair.
Okay.
No, we need a vice chair.
In favor of electing Tammy as the chair, please say aye.
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 Opposed, say nay. Okay, motion carries. Now we need a really good vice chair. We just heard why. I nominate Martin Nelson.
I am not an official member of SWAC. It's going to carry
over. That takes care of that. Anybody else have some good ideas?
I would nominate Rich Bloom to continue.
Oh, that's right. because he saved me several times.
Yep. Okay.
Second.
I can save vice chair.
Okay, anybody else interested in this position? All those in favor of Rich Bloom being the vice chair of the Benton County SWAC, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed, say nay. You are unanimously elected. So we have a chair, vice chair. Do we need a secretary? Or are you filling that role for
us? No, not yet. I got way too much this year.
Okay.
Yeah, right now I'm it.
Oh, you're it, Chuck. I'm so sorry. I didn't know.
I can no, no that's this. Fine, because I do very little, and I'm good at that.
Okay.
I'm willing to fill that role because we're the ones who should be providing the budget and all of the doing all of the numbers and stuff. Concur. So I'm willing to
absolutely. I second that.
Okay. So we have Matt Mahoney, or do we want me to say Benton County filling the role? Is it you specifically or the county?
It'll be me specifically.
Matt Mahoney then is running for the secretary. Anybody else interested in this position? Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, say nay. Wahoo! We've got a new slate of board members or executive board members.
Martin. One alibi. Before we close out the meeting, we're transitioning leadership. One of the things that I think would be valuable is between now and the next meeting, if between whoever's the chair or secretary, to reach out to Department of Ecology Health District, what grants are available? Can between now and the next meeting, can we find out what is already well known about tires, for example?
Well, let me jump in with tires. Benton County Mosquito Control didn't get the budget from Ecology. There was no tire money this year. I'm not quite sure about next year, but that's what usually funds the tire roundup that they do.
Hmm. I believe so, their budget as well. We were looking at some funding for the tire cleanup out there. So every 2 years they have funds available.
Okay.
And the second piece of the alibi is I think it would be valuable if there was an email sent out to the group that says, here's the top couple items that we talked about during the meeting that we would like to consider advancing through 2025 so that the topic is written down and we can start between now and the next meeting. If somebody learns something, they could tag into that email and we could collect it together. Obviously, as the operations plan for the hazardous waste facility comes online and we're evaluating what do they not want to collect and what do you do with that? And as the county says, hey, recycling for batteries is here. We're going to feed into that. Right. We're going to say, all right, well, there's one other place. Where do the lights go? Well, the nearest place to your facility is Home Depot, for example. Anyway, so
yeah.
I think it'd be valuable for us to like have some kind of email moving forward between now and the next meeting. So as we learn things, we need to remind ourselves to keep researching that.
Sounds like a plan. Tammy, I'll be in contact with you.
The pollution prevention assistance application process is open right now, which is local governments participating in the PPA partnership offer free hands-on assistance to help businesses identify, mitigate, and resolve potential pollution issues. So this is a bit like consulting where you work with one business at a time. It's a really cool program. I don't know if anyone has the bandwidth for it, but
what are the timelines on this one?
The application window is between January 6th, so just open, and February 18th. And I haven't pursued that. It's something that would be awesome to do in the future with BFHD and to get some staff who can do that, even part-time. Other local health jurisdictions throughout the state do this. It's the really nice, knowledgeable folks who run this program. So
that is something that the health district would work at? Because I will tell you, we did the small quantity, when they had a very similar thing for small quantity generators back in the day. And yeah, it's a big task for a county and public works department to do, but we went out with individual businesses in Franklin County, and that was a lot of work, a lot of time, and it was and very tough to.
And eventually, like we're trying to build a team of people. Right now, it's a team of one for doing solid waste. Okay. So it's enough on my plate to get permit the new places, inspect places, do all the complaints, and just try to keep my head above water. But we're trying to build a team, and this is one thing I think would be really great to do to in addition to LSWFA and regular. Working with the permitted facilities when we have more of a team in time.
Anything else for the good of the order? Not too far over. Okay. This
meeting. Tell me the next meetings. What are they?
The next meetings. So we went to a 2-month, right? A 3-month meeting schedule. So it would have been March. I can't get my calendar up.
It's the first
is March May. Is the first Wednesday in the month?
Second.
It's
March 5th.
March 12th.
March 12th is the second. Okay. Second Wednesday.
That's what we agreed, right? The second Wednesday? Yeah. March 12th.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're going to be chairing this, you need to be here.
You've already sent out the Outlook appointment to the phone there.
Okay. Fantastic. Great.
Okay.
This meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for your participation. Thank you, Cindy, for continuing to bug us about things that need to be accomplished.
Thank you for your chairship, Rebecca.
Yeah. Sure. No problem. Thank you.